Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And TV subscriptions is the main story on the front of the Irish Independent. The number of people paying for Sky, Virgin and other TV services has fallen sharply. Why? Because dodgy box usage is soaring. So we've a new survey out from Comreg, which shows only 57% of 3,000 Irish adults surveyed now have pay TV subscriptions from your traditional providers. And that was 70% 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Now it's 57%. So what's going on when we have these illegal dodgy box streaming services? They reckon that 400,000 Irish households have them. I feel like I'm the only one who doesn't have a dodgy box because everyone talks about them and people talk quite openly about having their dodgy boxes. This is reckoned to be the reason why people aren't paying for TV anymore, because they have their dodgy boxes and they get them serviced once a year for €20 or whatever. So I presume there's going to be a further crackdown on dodgy boxes, although you'll be waiting a while to get through 400,000 Irish households who have them. Irish Examiner on the front page: schools cannot keep up with online trends harming children and are seeing horrific cases where pupils are unable to escape bullies on social media. School leaders have issued stark warnings to politicians, laying out how they can be at the front line in seeing the harm being done to children online, even if the harm is happening outside school hours. And that's what's happening. It was the case that bullying was going on behind the school gate. Now it's when the kids go home online and there's no switch off. So principals are calling for social media companies to be held accountable. Isn't everyone? The Irish Times on the front page: US President Donald Trump has demanded a say in picking Iran's next leader, despite few signs that the regime is losing its grip in the face of a relentless US and Israeli air campaign, with another night of missiles being flown all across the Middle East. And Donald Trump has said that he wants to have a say in who will be the next leader of Iran. Now, it's not a sort of popularity contest. Some people are saying he's treating it like his show The Apprentice, where you sort of pick out your next leader. Things are far more complex than that. But obviously, you would imagine that the US president will have to have some role. He wants Kurdish opposition groups to launch an offensive against Iran as well. A question mark over whether the US will actually arm the Kurds. The Irish Daily Mail: 21 are off to the Riviera. They're following up on their story yesterday that there's this big conference in the French Riviera, and today we're told that at least 21 state employees, including council officials, will travel to Cannes next week. The weather's quite nice there at the moment, by the way, but they're going off to Cannes next week to try and attract investors. The Mail yesterday reveals that property developers are paying for the government's tent, because, sorry, it's not even a tent, it's the fancy word, it's a pavilion. Investors, developers are paying for the Irish pavilion at the event in Cannes, and 21 Irish officials will go over and try and lobby some investors to come here. The Irish Sun on the front page has more on Ian Huntley. Now, Ian Huntley is the double murderer who killed 10-year-old girls Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman in England. We're back in 2002 now, but he was attacked in prison recently. And the latest is that he has been blinded by his jail beating and is highly unlikely to survive. Ian Huntley's on life support after he was battered with a spiked metal pole in prison last week. He's blind now after being struck in the eyes and suffering brain trauma, and they reckon that he won't survive. Inside the papers, so we have, I think it's today, the plane might land tonight or tomorrow morning, this government chartered jet out of the Gulf, out of Oman. But now there's a question mark over how many people will actually be on it, because the Irish Independent says that half of the Irish citizens who were contacted by the government have said they don't want to get on the plane that costs €800 a seat. Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee suggested that those seeking to get out of the Gulf states were awaiting the resumption of commercial flights, which will probably cost less than the €800. So the plane's going to leave, but how many will be on it is the question. And also, I think you're going to have questions asked: have we just wasted hundreds of thousands of euro chartering a flight that no one wants to get on? Maybe they could have done a survey before they chartered this flight. Or maybe there will be extra demand today and people will pay the 800 quid. But right now, according to the Irish Independent, half of the Irish who want to actually escape the Middle East are also saying, no, thank you, I don't want to get on the government chartered plane. Now, the Irish Times has gone to Castlebar to talk about the Birks. They went to the Birks shop, but the shop was closed. The shop is in Market Square. There's a copy of the Bible sitting in the window, and the Bible is open on a page about the parable of the dishonest steward. But they chatted to some locals in Castlebar. They talked to Michael Kilcoyne, who's a councillor in the area. He's also a local funeral director. And he says that the Burke family are seen as the best educators in the county, teaching and giving grinds to the children of other high-achieving families. And Michael Kilcoyne says, I've heard that they've given classes to young people whose families couldn't afford grinds too. And many people in the county have a lot of time for the Burkes, but they want to keep their heads down about the court cases. Also, we are told as well, the reputation of the Burkes in the area is far removed from a decade ago, because 10 years ago, some of the Burke children worked in McDonald's and also worked in the Connacht Telegraph paper. And at the time, 10 years ago, the Burke family were best known locally for singing carols on the streets of Castlebar every Christmas and for their beautiful harmonies. Apparently, they're lovely singers. So that was their reputation 10 years ago. More famous now, obviously, for the various different legal cases that they've been involved in the courts. We were talking there about online bullying involving children. A lot of adults are hooked to social media too, because there's a survey in the Mail. 21% of parents say they're addicted to Facebook, Instagram, X and LinkedIn. I didn't realise people were addicted to LinkedIn. But anyway, 23% of them say they suffer from anxiety as a result of being hooked on social media. 15% say they regularly feel sad or depressed because of the amount of time they spend on these sites. And you sort of think to yourself, what hope do the children have if the parents themselves are addicted to social media as well? Now, we're gearing up for International Women's Day on Sunday. The Irish Independent has a survey which says that men expect a salary of €64,000 when they apply for a job. Women expect a salary of €53,000. Big difference there, 11 grand difference in the median salary demands. And the findings from this survey by Irish Jobs also shows men are more upfront when it comes to looking for a pay rise than women. 67% of men say they feel comfortable negotiating a pay rise. Just 47% of women feel so as well. Then there's a survey in the Times of London, and this is a bit of a mad story. So the Office for Equality and Opportunity in the UK is advising that if you are advertising for a job, you don't use words like competitive, ambitious or entrepreneurial, because they're too masculine and they put women off applying for jobs subconsciously. So under the new recommendations, bosses are encouraged not to use masculine words like dominant, independent, strong and leader, because they're too masculine, and instead you should use feminine words. I'm not sure how many women would agree with that or would put them off, but maybe it would. Finally, in the Sun, Maura Higgins, you know her from Love Island. She's making quite a career for herself in America as well. She was on the Traitors US recently, and she's now been given a €20,000 Birkin handbag by the man who betrayed her on the final of The Traitors. So there was this guy called Rob who got all of the prize money. He made her a promise that he'd buy her a Birkin bag, and he's done it. He forked out $23,000 to buy her a Birkin bag. If you're wondering how you know about the Birkin handbag, well, that's the handbag Maria Steen had, you'll remember recently. They're very, very expensive handbags. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.